Book 3, The Ridge.
Chapter 36. 2 hours after dawn the next day, 4 log boats plied the waters of the broad stream north by west from Redwall. Formal Diggum and his team crouched uneasily in the boats, some of them with cloaks thrown over their heads. Moles are not noted for being great sailors, preferring dry land to water.
Bulwer! Tain't natural to be afloat in a boat like this.
Nay, I'm afeard as soon as might be you sink another water.
Logalog dug his paddle deep, scowling at them.
Belay that kind of talk. I ain't never lost a beast off in a boat of mine yet. Quit the wailing and moaning, will ye?
Skipper stuffed bread and cheese in his mouth, winking at his otter crew as they gobbled a hasty breakfast.
Oh, he's an heartless shrew, that un is. Oi there, moles, come and join us in a bite of breakfast, mates.
Gergen Spearback, swigging from a flask of October ale, noted the moles' distress.
Harken, Skip, yon moles were a funny enough colour afore ye offered them victuals. Don't go making them any worse.
Logalog's companion, Frackle, pointed with her oar blade.
There tis, see? 2 points off on the starboard bow.
Part of the stream forked off down a narrow tributary. Steering the logboats into it, they followed the winding downhill course of the rivulet, wooden keels scraping on the bottom as they went. After a short distance, Logalog waved his oar overhead in a circular motion.
Bring all craft amidships! Sharp now! Bow and stern broadsides!
4 logboats were soon wedged lengthways against the flow, their stems and sterns resting on opposite shores of the narrow waterway. Gratefully, the moles scrambled ashore, kissing the ground in thanks for their safe landing. Skipper and his otters went ahead to the point where the stream disappeared into a hillside.
This is it, mates,
announced Skipper.
Spread out and search for a big boulder.
By the time the rest arrived, the stream flow had dwindled a bit, owing to the course being blocked by the logboats. Gergen waded through it and climbed the hill to admonish Skipper.
Thou art still hurted. These shouldn't have come.
The tough otter scratched at one of his wounds, which was beginning to itch.
Couple of scratches never stop me doing what I like, mate. Oi there, mates! That's a good old boulder you found.
The stone was partially sunk into the earth, but Formal Diggum and his crew soon dug it out. Using a smaller boulder as a chock, the otters levered the roundish mass of stone uphill, using shrew oars to move it. Gergen threw his added weight into the task, while Formal marked out a spot on the hilltop, calling,
Bring ye boulder up to yer!